I'm now to have a chat to James Winks because it was 12 months yesterday that James Winks' world changed forever. And at the time, he probably couldn't envisage where he is right now, 12 months later, and the successful business he has carved out for him with James Winks Mentoring. Great to have a chat to Winksy this morning. How are you, James?
Very well, mate. How are you, buddy?
Very good indeed. When you look back over the last 12 months, can you believe what's transpired?
Oh, not really, mate, not really. I'm a bit proud of myself and, you know, the people that have been around me to help get the business up and going. And, a lot of time and effort, but rewards are good and everybody's going very, very well.
Where were you right now 12 months ago?
In a hospital bed, mate. So time goes quick. I think it was 12 months ago. We've done a lot in that time and we're going to continue to keep building, mate, and getting stronger.
And I suppose physically and mentally, how are you compared to what you were like then? It would have been a very, very tough period in yours and your family's life.
Yeah, it was. Probably, you know, when you hear the news that, you know, you're going to stop riding, to know that sort of 2 days before that you're in the saddle, punching home a winner, and then, I was in the hospital for 3 days, and then, I was told that I wasn't going to ride. That was a bit daunting and a little bit emotional, and just on myself and my wife and just my family. But then, like you said, you fast forward 12 months. I still like to keep fit and active, and now pumping up at the gym a bit in different ways, and can come home and smash some breakfast where you couldn't do that before. So, look, mate, I'm really enjoying it, mate. Really, really enjoying it. So it's good.
Are you getting ripped?
Ripped?
Yeah, in the gym.
I've always been ripped, mate.
do you still get the itch to ride, though? When's the last time you I know you were working with Sir Dragon Age during the spring, but when's the last time you sat on one?
Yeah, last time I sat on one was the last day of the Flemington Carnival, and he wasn't the same tempo as a thoroughbred, but I still do get the itch. Sometimes I think, I'd love to still, you know, should I make a comeback? Have a ride, but then reality sets in, like I'm 66 and a half now, and to know what I've got to put my body through to do it. So reality hits pretty quick, but I still get the enjoyment out of seeing the boys, you know, do so well on the racetrack.
And that's what the next phase has been, and it's all about the mentoring that you do with your boys, which has probably been a void in the racing industry. And how many have you got under your leadership now, James?
Yeah, we've got 10. We've got 5 in Victoria. So we've got Jakey Noonan, Geordie Charles, Zach Spain, Dean Holland and Benny Allen. And then we've got 3 in New South Wales, Regan Bayliss, Sammy Clippinen and Blakey McDougall. And we've got a couple in Queensland, Jake Bayliss and Chris Kasoutis. So, like I said, time-consuming but very enjoyable, and everybody's reaping the rewards, mate.
Well, you're doing an unbelievable job. It was worthwhile to mark a milestone 12 months since we said goodbye to James Winks as a jockey, but we saw the reinvention of a new James Winks, the media star and the mentor as well. And over the coming weeks, we might have a more in-depth chat about where you see the current riding ranks here in Victoria, from Jamie Carr to the apprentices that are coming through and those that you're mentoring, and what the future might look like as well. It'll be fascinating to get your insights. Have your boys got any winners we can have a look at in the coming days?
What have we got? We're on today at Wyong. I think Sammy Clifford can win on a horse called Bob. Regan's got a couple of nice chances for Team Hawks there, so they're always hard to beat. And then the boys are all at the Ballarat Synthetic, but a lot depends on how the track plays there. But they're all going good, Michael, and you've got me for another 2 years with Channel 10, mate. So we'll have a bit of fun there, brother.
Yeah, on the pony and on the desk. So you did a brilliant job last year. So we're looking forward to counting down to the Cup Week on 10 this year as well. Good on you, Winksy. Good to catch up.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, mate.